Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. AM and FM Portland.
It's time. Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good morning from St. Mary's Memorial High School, St. Mary's, Ohio. It's time for Fort Recovery volleyball this morning. We will have actually two matches today, Fort Recovery and Pandora Gilboa, and then Fort Recovery and St. Mary's. And there'll be about a 20-minute break between the two matches. We welcome you if you're listening on the radio or if you're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery battling Pandora Gilboa. Pandora Gilboa is 2-3 on the season. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians, they have a record of 4-0 on the season. Just about ready to start here. Officials checking the lineups. Fort Recovery has Cassie Martin, Carly Stone, Maddie Rammel on the front line down there. On the back line, we've got Kelsey Judy, Brooke Garkey, and also Alexis Bupp. And then the libero is Kaya Wendell, and Kaya comes in for Brooke Garkey, and Brooke will go to the bench. So Kaya Wendell will start the match here with a serve as Fort Recovery won the coin toss to serve first here this morning. Again, Fort Recovery, Pandora, Gilboa, the Rockets battling right here. Kaya Wendell on the good serve. It's dug out by the libero and just free balling it over is Pandora, Gilboa. Here's Kelsey Judy setting for Cassie Martin, and Cassie gets the kill right off the bat. Cassie Martin with her first kill of the day. Obviously, first kill for anybody. And it's 1-0. Indians are on top. A service point for Kaya Wendell. Kaya serving once again. She's usually a really excellent server. Here's the set for Pandora Gilboa. Good smash and a kill for Pandora Gilboa's Paige Fenstermaker. She was the middle hitter there. And that was nice offense for the Rockets. Here's the first serve for Pandora. A set and a smash by Cassie Martin, and Cassie gets the kill. So Cassie has two of those today, and it's now 2-1. Lady Indians on top by one. And going back to serve now is Maddie Rammel. Tough loss for the Fort Recovery football team last night, losing 24-21 to Valley View. Here's a serve by Maddie Rammel. It's a good one. Back to Fort Recovery and hitting it out of bounds. Off the pass there was Maddie Rammel, so it's a point for Pandora Gilboa. Side out Rockets, and going back to serve now is Paige Fenstermaker. Good serve. Here's the set. A smash by Carly Stone. And free balling it over to Fort Recovery is Pandora. Cassie Martin on another hit. Another free ball for the Rockets. Kaya Wendell will pass to the net to Maddie Rammel. Maddie sets for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the thundering kill as the Lady Indians have side out again. Now it's 3-2. Fort Recovery leads by one. Pandora Gilboa played the first match today against St. Mary's and lost in two sets. The second set was very competitive, but they couldn't quite pull it out. And they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. So that will give side out to the Rockets. Good serve by Pandora. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery's page. Judy and Paige got the kill. She had quite a match the other night against Delphi St. John's. Several kills in that one. Now Hannah Kanapke goes back to serve. She's a 5'5 junior for Fort Recovery. 4-3, Lady Indians lead here. And it's a good serve. Passing to the net, free balling it over. Did they get the kill? Yes. Oh, that was just a El Loco hit by Kayla Ferguson of the Rockets. So give them a point. And now side out Krista Bro, or Bruff, rather. Krista Bruff serving for Pandora. Good serve. Smash back by Olivia Patch. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. They're going to call an illegal hit on Fort Recovery there. So point for Pandora Gilboa, and they lead 5-4 over Fort Recovery. Their first lead of this match. Next serve is good. Smash by Brooke Garkey. She got the kill. Brooke Garkey picks up her first kill of the day. And it's now 5-5. We're all tied up. And let's see, it looks like Kelsey Judy's going to come in to serve for Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch will sit down. We've got Brooke Garkey, Paige Judy, and Maddie Rammel up front. Carly Stone, Kelsey Judy, and Alexis Buff back here in the back. And there is a service error by Kelsey Judy as she hits it out of bounds. And Pandora Gilboa takes the lead, 6-5. Here's the next serve by Michaela Kinsinger, and it's an ace serve for Michaela. As Carly Stone tried to handle that and couldn't do it. Now it's 7-5. The first match of the day, it was St. Mary's defeating Pandora Gilboa 25-18 and 25-22. The next serve by the Rockets is out of bounds over the end line, so Fort Recovery has side out, and Alexis Bupp will come in to serve, and Paige Judy will sit down now. Fort Recovery is down by 1-7-6 here in this first set. They are playing the best out of three today. 2 out of 3. There's a smash that's long by Pandora Gilboa's Paige Fenstermaker, and it's a point for Recovery. So here comes the next serve for Alexis Bupp. It's a good one. And just free balling it over as Pandora Gilboa for Recovery plays it. Maddie Rammel will set for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Carly Stone. That gives Fort Recovery the lead back, 8-7. 8-7 now. Lady Indians lead by 1. Another service point for Alexis Bupp. Alexis will serve again. Good serve, and it's an ace serve off the hands of Paige Fenstermaker. And Pandora Gilboa wants to call timeout. It's Fort Recovery 9 and the Rockets 7. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Back here at St. Mary's High School, St. Mary's Memorial High School. If we get a chance, we'll run down all the MAC football scores from last night. Most of the teams won. Fort Recovery had the tough loss to Valley View, and we knew it was going to be tough, but just couldn't quite get it done, 24-21. And Versailles lost to Delphus Jefferson, kind of a surprise there, 14-7. Action back in. Carly Stone dinks it over and gets the kill. Carly saw the open hole there in the court, and she just dinked it over and got the kill. A little finesse hit. Another service point for Alexis Bupp. She's served 4 in a row now. Another good serve. And this is going to be a free ball back to Fort Recovery, but they don't get it over the net. As the Rockets' Lexi Neuenswander hit it right into the net. Another service point for Alexis, and it's now 11-7. Lady Indians trailing at one point in this match, but now leading by four. And that is just out, service error for Alexis Bump. Once again, Fort Recovery will play immediately after this match, St. Mary's, and that'll wrap up their day-to-day. They're just playing two matches. There has been four teams involved in this in the past. There's just three teams this year. Brooke Garkey on a spike, and Pandora Gilboa plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Carly Stone on the smash and got the kill. Give Maddie Rammel the assist. That's four kills now for Carly here in the first game. She's having a nice set here. And it's 12-8. Kaya Wendell will serve for her second time in the rotation. And it's an ace serve. Nobody went after that. Kaya Wendell with an ace serve. And it's 13-8 now. 5-point lead for the Lady Indians. You're listening to Fort Recovery Lady Volleyball this morning on WPGW, AM and FM in Portland and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Another ace serve for Kaya. This time it was short and in the forecourt, and nobody was there. Two ace serves. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back in Portland. Neil Spencer back at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Next serve. Good one by Kyle Wendell. Played this time by Pandora Gilboa. A block. It's looks like Cassie Martin. I'm going to give her credit for the block there. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Kyle Wendell gets another service point. 15-8 now. Nice run here by Kyle Wendell. Another good serve. And they're Pandora Gilboa in trouble. Just has to free ball it over. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery's Brooke Garkey. And back over. Actually, that was Maddie Rammel a moment ago. Here's a hit by Cassie Martin on the spike. Back to Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy will set for Cassie Martin. And Cassie hits it out of bounds. Kind of a cross-court spike there. And it went out of bounds on the far side. 15-9. Pandora Gilboa will have side out here. That stops the Kaya Wendell service. Going back to serve is Adeline Diller now for the Rockets. Good serve. Carly Stone digs it out, passing to Kelsey Judy. Smashed by Cassie Martin. It's blocked. Back to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Point, Rockets. And it will serve again. 15-10, Lady Indians lead by five. Good serve there. The pass to the net. Here's the smash by Cassie Martin. And another block, this time again by Paige Fenstermaker. I think she had the other one. She's right there in the middle. A really tall girl. They don't have their heights listed on this program. But next serve. Another good serve. Pretty deep spike by Carly Stone. And it's a kill. Carly gets the kill on a really fairly deep spike there, about midway back. And it's 16-11. Lady Indians lead by five. Maddie Rammel will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Maddie's serve is good. Dug out by the Rockets. Here's a spike back to Fort Recovery. Pass to the net. Carly Stone on the smash. Blocked by the Rockets. Rammel will set for Olivia Patch, and Olivia gets the kill. That's her first kill of the day. Give Maddie Rammel another assist. Maddie and Kelsey Judy usually lead the team in assists. 17-11 now. Maddie Rammel serving again, and this is an ace serve right in the corner. 18-11 now. Maddie Rammel back to serve once again. Fort Recovery leads by seven. Here's the set. Just free-balling it over is Pandora Gilboa. Smashed by Cassie Martin, and Cassie gets the kill. That is her third of the day. Another service point for Maddie Rammel. And Madison will go back to serve again. That's two out of three here in this one. Fort Recovery, Pandora, Gilboa. Here's the smash. Good kill there by Paige Fenstermaker. She's probably, from what I've seen here, their number one hitter. 19-12 now. We are high up above the playing court here at St. Mary's Memorial High School. Here's Cassie Martin on a smash off of the deflection by Pandora Gilboa, and they just free ball it back. Olivia Patch passes to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. Carly just pushes it over with two hands. Back to Fort Recovery in trouble, and it's going to be a point for Pandora Gilboa. Side out for the Rockets, and going back to serve now is Paige Fenstermaker, and it's 19-13. The lead is cut to six. Fort Recovery leading here. Here's a set and a smash by Carly Stone. They're going to say somebody was in the net. Who was it? Pandora Gilboa. So Carly Stone will go back to serve. Good serve by Carly. A little short floating serve. Here's the hit back to Carly, who will pass to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Paige Judy. Paige gets the kill. And it's now 21-13. Lady Indians trying to wrap up the first set here. And it's another good serve by Carly Stone. Here's the smash in the net, and they can't get it across. Point for Recovery. It's now 22-13. Carly Stone will serve again in the net. Service error for Carly. 22-14. Coming in to serve for Pandora Gilboa is Alexis Augsburger. Again, they came in with a 2-3 record. Fort Recovery at 4-0. Service error. Hit the back of the middle hitter who was just standing there, Michaela Kinsinger. So point Fort Recovery, and going back to serve now on side out is Hannah Kanapke. For the Lady Indians, it's 23-14. Good serve dug out by the Rockets. Back to the net. And they're going to say Pandora was in the net. So service point there for Hannah Kanapke. 24-14. Here's the set points. See if we can wrap this one up. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery, and they got a... Nobody was there. That was kind of a lucky hit by Pandora Gilboa. They just dived at it on the first hit and knocked it back to Fort Recovery, where nobody was on the court. So point for Pandora Gilboa. Here's the next serve for the Rockets. It's a good one. Set for Olivia Patch, who dinks it over. Now free balling it back to Fort Recovery to Hannah Kanapke. Up front to Maddie Rammel. Brooke Garkey. Garkey back over, and they can't make the return, and that's it. 25-15. Fort Recovery wins the first set of the match. So we lead 1-0. Again, it's just a best out of three, so one more victory, and this one's over. We'll be back with more in a moment here at St. Mary's High School. Fort Recovery volleyball this morning. Again, after this one, there'll be about a 20-minute break, and we'll have Fort Recovery and St. Mary's coming up as well.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein, and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Back at St. Mary's, we're set to go with the second set. Again, if Fort Recovery should happen to win this set, this match will be over. We're only playing the best out of three today, which is what they do many times when they have invitationals. Here's the first serve by Pandora Gilboa. It's a good one, and a kill by Fort Recovery, Carly Stone. Little dink over. And it's 1-0. Side out Lady Indians. Maddie Rammel will go back to serve now. And it is a good serve. Passing to the front. Here's the smash by the middle hitter, Fenstermaker. Back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone on a spike and got the kill. Carly Stone. She's having a good match today. Already 7 kills in this match. And a service point there for Maddie Rammel. Maddie will serve again. It's 2-0. Fort Recovery in the lead. Here's the dig by the Rockets. The hit back by Fenstermaker to Maddie Rammel. Now, two-hand push over by Carly Stone. What's the call? Saves out of bounds. So, Pandora Gilboa will have the serve. And going back to serve for them now will be Adeline Diller. Good hit by Adeline, dug out by Kyle Wendell. To Maddie Rammel at the net. Here's the smash by Carly Stone. And she got another kill. And side out to Fort Recovery. And Carly Stone will go back to serve now. Once again, right after this match, we'll have Fort Recovery and St. Mary's. There'll be about a 20-minute break. And we'll send it back to the radio station for news between matches. There's a smash by the Rockets, and they get a kill. That time it was Taylor Swab, a freshman with her first kill today. Now going back, Paige Fenstermaker, their outstanding hitter. Good serve, dug out by Kyle Wendell. To the net, to Maddie Rammel. Maddie sets for Paige Judy, and Paige gets the thundering kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. And now it's going to be Hannah Kanapke going back to serve. Serve is good. Dug out by the back line. They're going to just have to free ball it over, and they do. They're going to call somebody in the net. Or, no. Yes, they did, but it was us. I thought they were going to call Pandora in the net. They called Fort Recovery in the net. So a point for Pandora Gilboa. Good serve by the Rockets. Back to Pandora. Here's a hit back over. Carly Stone will dig it out on the back line. Maddie Rammel sets for Olivia Patch. And she got the kill. Kill for Olivia Patch. Her second. Olivia's only a sophomore, a tall young lady at 6'2". Of course, the daughter of Brian Patch. So that's where she gets all her height from, good old dad there. Here we go with another serve for Kelsey Judy for recovery. It's a good serve back over, and there's going to say somebody was in the net. Must have been Pandora Gilboa this time. It was. And it's a service point for Kelsey Judy. 6-3 now. Lady Indians have doubled the score on the Rockets, and there's an ace serve. Nope. As they were able to free ball it back. Well, recovery with it. There's Brooke Garkey on a hit. Got the kill. Brooke Garkey with the kill. Seven, three now the score. Here's Kelsey Judy serving again. Good serve. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the pass to the net. Little dink over by Paige Judy, and they said that Pandora Gilboa was in the net. So we got a break on that one. Point Fort Recovery. No, I take that back. I'm too far away from the net. They said Fort Recovery was in the net. So serving now is Kirsten Bruff for Pandora Gilboa. And Paige Judy just hit one cross court, but hit it out of bounds. A point for Bruff and the Rockets. Bruff will serve again. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy passes to Brooke Garkey. Garkey hits it over. Here's the smash back. Block at the net for Fort Recovery. Pandora Gilboa hits it back over to Carly Stone. Carly passing to the front to Kelsey Judy. Maddie Rammel on the hit. Played by Pandora Gilboa. Here's Fenstermaker in the net. Deep hit. She didn't get it over. Point Fort Recovery. So side out Fort Recovery, and now going back to serve as Alexis Bupp. It's 8-5. Lady Indians lead by 3. If they win this set here, they win the match. We've already won the first set. And Pandora Gilboa will go home with an 0-2 record if that happens. They lost to St. Mary's right before this match. Good hit by Fort Recovery, but played by Pandora Gilboa. Paige Fenstermaker hits it over and got a kill. So the Rockets, Paige Fenstermaker with her third kill of the day. And it's 8-6. Two-point lead for Fort Recovery. Good serve there by Pandora Gilboa. Here's Maddie Rammel on a dink and didn't get it over. Point for the Rockets, and now they're within one. Serving now, by the way, for Pandora is Alexis McCoy. She's their libero. Good serve. Dinking it over was Carly Stone. And Pandora Gilboa can't get it back over as Lexi Neuenswander tried to free ball it over and didn't get it done. Here's Kaya Wendell coming in for Fort Recovery to serve. Lady Indians leading 9-7. And it is a good serve and hit out of bounds. Let's give her an ace serve on that one. For Kaya, that is her third ace serve of the day. She'll have one more. It's 10-7 now. Lady Indians by 3. Another ace serve. Dug out and out of bounds. 11-7 now. Kaya Wendell will serve again. Good. This time, Pandora Gilboa free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy sets for Carly Stone. A little dink, and they're going to say 4 hits on Fort Recovery. I thought that might have been tipped by Pandora Gilboa, but they said not. And there's a service error for the Rockets as hitting it into the net was Kayla Ferguson, and it's 12-8. Kelsey Judy goes out. Here's Maddie Rammel to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve, dug out by the back line. Here's Fenstermaker on a smash and a block by Olivia Patch. As Fort Recovery makes it 13-8, give Maddie Rammel a service point. Maddie will serve again. And it's an ace serve for Maddie Rammel. 14-8. And this time, Pandora Gilboa calls timeout. Fort Recovery leading 14-8 here in the second set after we've already won the first set 25-15. We'll return in just a moment.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for a flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver here back at the St. Mary's Memorial High School. St. Mary's Volleyball Invitational today. Again in the first match today, Salina. Let's try that again. St. Mary's defeated Pandora Gilboa 25-18, 25-22. That second set especially was very competitive. But St. Mary's able to win it and win the match. Here in the second match, Fort Recovery won the first set 25-15, and we're leading here in the second set fairly comfortably right now at 14-8. Maddie Rammel will serve after the timeout, and it's another good one dug out by Taylor Swab of the Rockets, hitting it back over to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Olivia Patch, and Olivia hits it out of bounds. Point for St. Mary's. Now going back to serve for the Rockets. Try that again. Point for Pandora Gilboa. Going back to serve for the Rockets now is Adeline Diller. Good serve. Here's the dig. The set by Maddie Rammel to Carly Stone. Carly on a smash. And it's a kill. 15-9. And Carly Stone will go back to serve. Side out Fort Recovery. This one is a good serve, dug out by Kayla Ferguson of the Rockets. Here's the hit back over by Fenstermaker, and she hits it out of bounds. I believe that is a point. Yes, it was out of bounds. Point for recovery. Carly Stone picks up a service point, and she will serve again. It's good again. It's now 16-9. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Cassie Martin, and she gets the kill. Cassie Martin with her fifth kill of the day so far. She's had a nice match. Carly Stone picks up another service point, and she'll go back to serve again. 17-9 now. Lady Indians leading by 8 here in the second set. Dug out by Pandora Gilboa on the back line. Back over to Fort Recovery, and it's out of bounds. Good idea there by Paige Fenstermaker, but she hit it too hard and hit it out of bounds. Don't forget we have Notre Dame football this afternoon, Notre Dame and Temple. Pre-game starts at 2:30 with the actual game at 3:30 here on all of our stations on the radio. Here's a smash by Pandora Gilboa, and it's out of bounds. Point for recovery. Carly Stone picks up another service point. It's 19-9 now. Carly serving. Good serve. Dug out by the Rockets. They're in trouble. They free ball it back. Get it back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Rammel setting for Paige Judy. Paige a little dink. Back over to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel sets again. This time Paige Judy on a smash. And Pandora plays it. Set once again. There's Cassie Martin on the hit. And they say it was out of bounds. I thought that might have been tipped, but they did not call it that way. So point for Pandora Gilboa, 19-10. That stops the Carly Stone service. over to Carly, who mishit that one. That's a rarity for her. And she hits it into the underneath the net. And it's 19-11 now. That's a service point there for Paige Fenstermaker. Carly will dig this one out. There's a smash and a kill for Paige Judy. Paige is having a nice year this year. And she's only a sophomore. 22-11. Fort Recovery 4-0 on the year. Pandora Gilboa is 2-3. Here's Hannah Kanapke serving now. Good serve dug out by the Rockets Fenstermaker. Back over to Fort Recovery. Paige Judy to Maddie Rammel. Rammel was set for Carly Stone. Carly, a fairly deep hit about 12 feet behind the net, and she nails it for a kill. 21-11, and going back to serve, Hannah Kanapke. Hannah has just one service point so far today. We're only in the second set. This is an ace right on the sideline. An ace for Hannah Kanapke. Next week, the Indians have just one match, I believe, St. Henry on Thursday, and we will not be doing that on the radio, but you can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com next Thursday at St. Henry, I think it is. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout, Pandora Gilboa. We'll be back right after we pause for this message here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Students, congratulations on back to school.
What? Congratulations?
Yes, it is a new school year, and with a positive attitude, it will be one you will never forget. Your parents and teachers ask, give it your best, enjoy your friends, and make new ones. And do be safe, so next spring we will be saying congratulations on another successful school year. Motorists, be on the lookout for the children walking, biking, and running to school. They will be excited. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And Paige Judy just gets a kill as we come back here to action. That is number 5 for her today. And it's 23-11, the service point for Hannah Kanapke. Hannah will serve one more time. Two more points, and this is over with. Again, we're only playing the best 2 out of 3. And that's an ace serve off the fingertips of Taylor Schwab on the back row for Pandora Gilboa. That's her second ace serve here in this little series of service points for Hannah Kanapke. Here's your match points. Good serve, dug out. Going to have to just free ball it over, and they do. Off of Maddie Rammel, and Maddie can't play it. Point Pandora Gilboa. So that'll give a little bit of life to Pandora Gilboa, but not much. They only have to get 13 points in a row here. Not going to happen. Here's a smash by Brooke Garkey. Rockets keep it alive. Back over to Fort Recovery. There's Olivia Patch passing to Maddie Rammel. Back to Patch. Out of bounds. Almost a kill. Service point there for Adeline Diller. No, correction, Taylor Schwab, I should say. Serve to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Paige Judy. Block, back to Fort Recovery, back to Pandora Gilboa. The set for the Rockets. Here's the hit and a kill. Nice offense there for Pandora Gilboa, and Kayla Ferguson gets a kill. 24-14 now. Good serve there. Olivia Patch dinks it back. 24-14. This is, again, match point. If the Indians can get it, Paige Judy on a kill, and that's it. 25-14 as Paige Judy picks up another kill, 6 for her today. 25-14, again, was the final, and this match is over. Again, we're only playing the best 2 out of 3.
We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101. We'll wrap up our first match of the day right after we pause for this commercial break. You're listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda congratulates the Fort Recovery Lady Indians on their first win today. Again, we'll have the second match coming up here in a few minutes. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart, again wishing the Indians good luck in all their matches this year. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. He's on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Real quickly on Fort Recovery stats today, we had Carly Stone, another stellar match with 9 kills. And remember, this is only 2 sets, 9 kills and 5 service points for Carly. Alexis Bupp had 5 service points, including an ace. Paige Judy had 6 kills today. Brooke Garkey with 2 kills. Kaya Wendell with 6 service points, including 4 aces. Maddie Rammel ended up with 6 service points, including 2 aces. Cassie Martin had 5 kills and a block. Anna Kanapke with 2 service points and 2 aces. Kelsey Judy had a service point as well. And Olivia Patch with 2 kills and 1 block. That's the first match of the day. Again, we'll be back with the second match in about 20 minutes or so. 25-15, 25-14, Fort Recovery wins the first match here at the St. Mary's Invitational. They will play St. Mary's in the next match coming up here in a few minutes. And in between, we're going to send it back to FortRecoveryRadio.com and send it back to our radio stations in Portland. We'll be back with the second match again about 20 minutes or so. Maybe even quicker than that. I don't know. We'll see. They've only put 10 minutes up on the board. So I will alert Eric Catterly that the clock says only 10 minutes. So we may be back sooner than 20. We'll send it back now. We'll return in a few minutes.
WPGW AM and FM.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.